Nolte, studios won't negotiate with WGA until Hollywood writers are homeless. By John Nolte on July 13, 2023. In today's Menshevik v. Bolshevik news, we learned that the studios will not negotiate with the WGA until writers are bankrupt, homeless, and desperate for a deal. Hollywood Studios WGA strike endgame is to let writers go broke before resuming talks in fall, reads the headline at the far-left Deadline. No violin for people who hate me being starved by people who hate me, reads my headline. I know I'm supposed to feign sympathy for the poor, exploited Hollywood writer, but those days are over in the woke Hollywood rag era. The more hell, failure, and defeat heaped on Hollywood, the happier I am. Yes, there will be some collateral damage of good people, but such is war. This is a war between people who hate me and want to normalize sex with children, which means my only obligation is to open a lawn chair and cheer on the carnage. With the scribes' strike now finishing its 71st day and the actors' union just 30 hours from a possible labor action of its own, the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, AMP, are planning to dig in hard this fall before even entertaining the idea of more talks with the WGA, I've learned. Not Halloween precisely, but late October, for sure, is the intention, says a top-tier producer close to the Carol Lombardini-run AMP. The end game is to allow things to drag on until union members start losing their apartments and losing their houses, a studio executive told Deadline. Acknowledging the cold-as-ice approach, several other sources reiterated the statement. One insider called it a cruel but necessary evil. Per the report, the WGA is desperate to meet, but the studios are basically saying, nope, nope. We're too busy coming up with shows like Cooking in Hell, From Starstruck to Star, Remodel This, Amish Cartel, Naked, Afraid, Gay, and More Naked, Keeping Up with the Kleins, Pansexual Bachelorette, Big Fishing for Big Fish with Big Fish Are These, and Bigamy in the Hinterland. If the Screen Actors Guild, SAG, also goes on strike, which appears imminent, other than reality shows, Hollywood will shut down entirely. Movie and television production will cease. That means no more woke garbage for a while, no more lectures, scolding, hating, propagandizing, or grooming, except in trashy reality shows because entertainment is about to go full reality. We're this close to, I'd buy that for a dollar. Actually, we're not because I'd buy that for a dollar is a catchphrase from a fictional TV show that was sexy. Sexy has been outlawed in the woke Hollywood Reich. The closest comparison to what's happening in Hollywood that I can come up with is this. Imagine if the Luftwaffe and Gestapo failed to come to an agreement with Nazi Party and the whole thing shut down. Yeah. Oh, no. Not that. Come on, y'all. If Hollywood shuts down, what are we missing? Next year's awful batch of 500 TV shows that serve no purpose other than to clog up our streaming menus with hostile, hateful, anti-entertainment that is so bad even their creators call it content? What are we missing? The latest franchise reboot that woke rapes everything we loved about the original so a sexless girl can take over by emasculating the hero? This strike will create no hole whatsoever in my life. And if it creates one in yours, you need to look around because there is plenty of truly terrific pre-2000 content left to be discovered and rediscovered. My guess is that even those who enjoy the crap Hollywood produces today will get over missing it after a few months. Who knows, they might discover books or classic films or the outdoors. Maybe they will take up woodworking or get a job. You want to know what would be a real catastrophe? If plumbers, electricians, road workers, garbage men, coal miners, and farmers went on strike. Those are the men who matter. Those are the men who keep the world turning. 1 week without them, and we're in hell. You want to know what would be good for America? If the studios, the WGA, and SAG, three fascist outfits that hate America, went on strike forever. I've been covering Hollywood for 20 years now. And until recently, I was an industry cheerleader who promoted and prayed for a healthy entertainment industry, no more. Hollywood is a garbage out hate outlet, and if it dies, it will be a suicide caused by intellectual slavery, bigotry, child exploitation, and perversion. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.